Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Nolan. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Gary Nolan. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. May juggles the ball. That's an error on May. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose. Callison reaches second base with a double. Pepitone moves to third. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pepitone tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0. Cubs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney bunts towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Helms moves to second. One out. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Helms moves to third. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tolan for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Nolan covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-0 in the game. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chaney for the out. One out. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Tolan reaches second base with a double. Rose moves to third. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Callison strikes out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hyatt hits a pop-up towards short. Chaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-2 in the game. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Holtzman covering, for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Helms moves to second. Woody Woodward pinch hits for Gary Nolan. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Carroll now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose, who is chasing the ball. Beckert reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rose hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tolan bunts towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Rose moves to second. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 3 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hyatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 3 in the game. Holtzman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart pinch runs for Lee May. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepitone. McRae reaches second base with a double. Stewart moves to third. Dave Concepcion pinch runs for Hal McRae. Jim Colburn now pitching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Darryl Chaney. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is walked intentionally. Ty Cline pinch hits for Clay Carroll. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Stewart scores. Concepcion moves to third. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rose hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing left field. Dave Concepcion now playing shortstop. Wayne Granger now pitching. Ty Cline now playing first base. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tolan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tolan. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Tolan steals second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 4 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and has Tolan trapped. There's the throw to Beckert, who throws over to Santo, who tags Tolan for the out. Perez moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 4 in the game. Bench hits a pop-up towards the mound. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is walked intentionally. Angel Bravo pinch hits for Dave Concepcion. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Beckert, who tags Bravo, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Perez scores. Stewart moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Angel Bravo now playing left field. Jimmy Stewart now playing second base. Tommy Helms now playing shortstop. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 4 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 4 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Helms hits a pop-up towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Granger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Granger strikes out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Colburn. Klein moves to second. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rose is walked intentionally. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tolan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klein scores. Rose moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.